All right, so download here, 720 WGN. Let's carry out. Here today's top stories. The Illinois House rejected the bump stock ban today, although the headlines are a little deceiving. Yes, this bill would have banned the accessories that make semi-automatic weapons automatic, but the bill went further, going after magazine sizes, explosives for target practice, and other accoutrements that would be put law-abiding gun owners in a pickle, making them criminals instantly. Although that's all about interpretation. But that's how the gun lobby spun it in Springfield, and it has been denied. And the cynics are out saying that this legislation was never designed to pass the House. It was just designed to get everyone on record for the upcoming election year. Now you can comfortably say this candidate voted against gun control and go all black and white and frayed. Maybe a stamp, some prison bars, sound of an Uzi. I mean, full-fledged, like all the stops. Pay for all the sound effects you can for the attack ad. Top of the line. There's a GOP version that could be considered this bill, but the House and GOP versions don't ever get considered. So, no, that's never going to happen. President Trump declared a federal emergency over the opioid crisis. This could give agencies authority to use monies to fight the epidemic that's killing thousands of people in this country. But I'm confused a little bit. It could easily be that I'm lazy and ignorant, don't know how to use Google. But when we're talking about opioids, we're talking about heroin and pain pills, right? And heroin's way more of an issue than the latter. So did heroin just get rebranded? Is that what's happening here? Is opioid just heroin, but just easier to sell to middle-class America? Or has there been a rush on other drugs that fit the classification, like fentanyl? I've seen a lot on fentanyl, which also is an injected. It just seems to me the heroin addiction is a real thing in our area. Just look at DuPage County, and we never say it. It's like some pollster came in and said, nope, you know what? Heroin's out, opioid's in. And use a hashtag. Everybody loves hashtags. So I have my popcorn and Twizzlers. I cleared a few hours off the schedule tonight. I'm ready to pour over the JFK documents that the president promised to release today. He went to Twitter. He told us it was coming. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. What? What? Today, Trump delayed the more sensitive documents because of concerns from the intelligence community. So what do I do with these Twizzlers now? In the next 2 hours of the show, who cares? I guess we'll just talk about Twizzlers. I would do that. George H.W. Bush, the former president, being accused of groping two women while he was in a wheelchair. He doesn't deny it either, instead saying that the groping was done to make the women feel at ease. That's a direct quote, because there's nothing that puts a human being at ease than another human being smacking their rear end, right? Or is that why they do it in sports? You look a little bit uneasy. And they slap you in the butt. Learn something new about the old creepers every day. I guess he would grab a behind and he would say, you know who's my favorite magician? David Copperfield. That's true. Like, that's true. Now, you would expect that humor from another Bush president. But H-Dub? This is changing my whole worldview on this dude. In weather, nice and crisp today, like a fresh pumpkin. But rain on the way, so that pumpkin's going to get moldy and mushy before it's all over. And that is Chicago weather. I just explained it to you, right? How about that? In sports, the Bulls are back in the court tonight, taking on the Atlanta Hawks. The Bulls are one of two teams that hasn't found a win yet. The Bulls and the New York Knickerbockers, both winless. The Hawks are 1-3 and in dead last in the Southeast. So maybe this could be the night that they get into the winning column at the UC, already underway, wearing their red away jerseys. When they played Cleveland the other night, they wore their home whites. While in Cleveland, I don't know, right there, fix that, maybe we'll get a win. The basketball gods are like, nah, you can't wear red at home. It's kind of weird, too, because, you know, if you're watching the game, the United Center, the paint is red. So when any of the Bulls get into the paint, they disappear. Their bodies disappear. It's like a green screen. It's like a red screen. It's funny. More coaching changes for the Cubs. Third base coach Gary Jones is out. This seems to be the right move, only because many expert Cub fans have had problems with the way Jones handled base runners. And let's be honest, have you ever seen a game where two guys were on the same base at the same time in a playoff game? Remember that? Just a week ago or so? I mean, it's ultimately on the players, but the third base coach definitely has something to do with it. It's embarrassing. Also, get me a more splashy third base coach. Lots of cool windmill-like hand and arm gestures. That's what I want to see. How about Joe Girardi? He's out at the Yankees head coach. Put him over at third. Or White Sox. Feel bad for Rick Renteria. Every time a high-end coach comes available, we're like, Sox! They have a coach. Oh. Best news of the day, though, Chili Davis is the new hitting coach for the Chicago Cubs. Yes, the Chili Davis. Arguably one of the best 80s baseball names of all time. Right up there with Candy Maldonado and Buddy Biancalana. Chili Davis is on the Cubs coaching staff. I'm beside myself. How great is it?
You know, you could tell right away that the hitters are really learning from Chili Davis.
It rolls off the tongue. Chili Davis. Cubs coach. Love it. World Series was pretty awesome last night. I mean, I missed it because I was watching Lonzo Ball, John Wall showdown. So hyped for nothing for two players who really don't matter at the beginning of the regular season. But if you just went by what ESPN said, you'd think it would be Magic Bird. Nah. Anyway, good World Series game as the Astros won an extra inning. Now three games straight in Houston. Could get interesting. Yeah, I don't care. Big weekend for college football. Big game for the Cats as they take on Michigan State. A win on Saturday go a long way for bowl game consideration. And Notre Dame, currently the number 9 team, will take on North Carolina State. Big showdown that will have playoff, BCS playoff repercussions. I just like when Notre Dame loses so I can see that coach blow a gasket. He reminds me of the guys who ran the general merchandise department when I was a teenager working at the local grocery store. Nice haircut, nice disposition with the customers there. But when you get behind the big flappy doors, just nonstop yelling, face getting all red. I mean, that's essentially Coach Kelly, right? And nailed it. And finally tonight, a new study says that 80% of baby formula contains arsenic. What? I mean, arsenic has been known to affect humans' motor skills, so I guess that explains why babies are blabbering all the time, right? We thought it was baby talk, but it turns out it's arsenic, right? Next, you're going to tell me that babies can use a toilet. They just don't want to. Gee, arsenic. All right, that's the carryout for October 26, 2017. Speaking of arsenic, if you developed a taste for the chemical, you're in luck. We got a special on charcoaled arsenic with a side of broccoli. Hey, you got to keep it healthy, right? All right, coming up, we've got a special download on Chicago business with the owner and president of Feldco. We'll talk about, they just celebrated 40 years in the Chicago area. We'll talk about what they have to do to plan for 40 more. And also Fatima Osgert, the poet, performing artist, and television producer with us at the big table. It's download. Stay with us.